Jake Shears leads the band The Scissor Sisters, a glam rock group that celebrates a very out pansexuality. He got a call 5 years ago asking him and his Scissors bandmate, John Garden, to write the lyrics and music for Tales. Shears didn't hesitate to say yes because the book had meant so much to him when he was 13 and an older gay couple gave him a copy.
And I think they probably figured out I was gay before I did, so I read it eagerly and I loved it. It was very significant for me because it was probably the first thing I ever read with kind of a positive viewpoint from a gay perspective.
Like many other gay men, Shears says the book was a rite of passage for him.
And it was also really important with my relationship with my mother. A few years later, I gave the books to her, and she loved them.
Being true to yourself and honest about it with others was a central theme for Armistead Maupin when he serialized Tales of the City in the San Francisco Chronicle 35 years ago. Maupin says those issues still resonate.
Well, I don't think people are living any differently. There's the issues that are at stake in Tales of the City are the same. It's basically about longing and love and loss.
The story begins with Mary Ann Singleton, a young straight woman visiting San Francisco for a holiday. She decides to stay.
I'll write a new chapter. Tell Cleveland good.
Singleton finds an apartment and a group of fellow tenants who Maupin says become a kind of family headed by the pot-growing Anna Madrigal.
Mrs. Madrigal, the landlady at 28 Barbary Lane, who's still around in real time, by the way, and I'm still writing about her, refers to the logical family versus the biological family. Sometimes the two cross, and sometimes they don't. You have to make your own, and that's kind of what Tales is all about. For me, it translated into that as a gay man. I had to accept myself and love myself and get on with it.
In the serial, Maupin gave his own coming-out letter to the character of Mouse, Michael Tolliver.
But I was essentially writing to my parents, who were subscribing to the Chronicle at the time, and it was my slightly cowardly way of telling them who I was.
Dear Mama, I wouldn't have written if you hadn't have told me that you were working for Anita Bryant on the Save Our Children campaign. That, more than anything, made it clear to me I had to tell you the truth that I'm gay.
Jake Shears says songs like this one, clear moments about a single character, were often the easiest to write.
So much of the show is about keeping secrets and who to reveal them to and what happens when you do. And those are the most important songs in this show, I think.
Shears and Garden were recruited to this project by playwright Jeff Whitty, a Tony winner for his work on the hit Avenue Q, and like Shears, a Tales devotee.
My sister had given them to me, and she thought I would love them, which I did.
It was 1993, and Whitty had just moved to New York City.
There were people that I wanted to be my friends, and I wish I could have known then that I would be writing a musical for those characters. Because I think it would have made the next 10 years a lot easier knowing I had this coming down the road.
As a gay man, Whitty says he wishes he could live in the idyllic San Francisco Maupin portrayed before AIDS tore through the community. But Maupin doesn't indulge in nostalgia. He says it wasn't really a golden age.
People who look back on the past and long for it, who get sentimental, tend not to be African American, tend not to be women, tend not to be gay people. Our history as Americans is improving things socially.
Tales of the City continues at the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco through July 10th. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED News.
Marijuana Marianne.
You're co-ex on a Marianne.
You're selling on the corner.